Hospital. The building was in the Jabalia camp, which had already been hit by an Israeli strike targeting members of Hamas on Tuesday. Meanwhile, the Foreign Office says another three British nationals have made it out of Gaza. Two fled via the Rafah crossing yesterday. Rain's continuing across parts of the UK, even though Storm Kieran has now moved into the North Sea. In Jersey, where winds of 104 miles an hour were recorded, its main port says the storm has caused extensive damage. Jessica O'Reilly was sleeping next to her baby daughter on the island when their bedroom window was blown in early this morning.
I did go back in the room and like there was a lot of glass all over the room, in her crib, on my bed, and all over the floors. So yeah, the window's completely smashed in.
Tech companies have agreed to work with governments around the world to test new artificial intelligence platforms before they're made public. Rishi Sunak announced the deal at a global summit to discuss AI in Buckinghamshire. His predecessor, Liz Truss, had criticised him for inviting China, claiming it's used AI for spying purposes. But the Prime Minister insists it was right to have Beijing at the table.
Some said we shouldn't even invite China. Others said that we could never get an agreement with them. Both were wrong. A serious strategy for AI safety has to begin with engaging all the world's leading AI powers, and all of them have signed the Bletchley Park communique.
The UK economy might not grow at all until 2025, according to the Bank of England. It's issued the warning after confirming interest rates are being kept on hold at 5.25%. And Sir Paul McCartney thinks John Lennon would have loved the fact an unreleased Beatles track has been finished and made public today. Special software was used to extract John's voice from an old recording of Now and Then. That's the latest. I'm Tom Howrigan.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
All right, it's 2 minutes past seven on a Thursday night. My name is John Chubb. Welcome into the non-league hour. We're going to start off with some music as we go back to 1995. Remember the Battle of the Bands? This was one of them. Oasis and Roll With It.
You can't.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
So, with the time at 7:06, you're listening to Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Shubb, and this is the Non-League Hour. Just want to say a big thank you, as always, to Darren Mutu and his guest, The Grumbler, for 98 Not Out for the last hour. They're off to enjoy a member's supper at the County Ground in Chelmsford, the home of Essex County Cricket Club, of course. Have a good evening, guys. And I was supposed to have a couple of guests on this evening who have had to pull out through absolutely no fault of their own. It's all to do with Romford FC of the Essex Senior League, who announced some exciting news last Sunday. They're a club who have been on the road, as it were, for many years, ground sharing with other local sides, not having a stadium of their own, but they've just taken out a lease on East Thurrock United's old ground, Rookery Hill at Corringham, and they're already down there making preparations, and they're actually due to play, weather permitting, their first match in the Essex Senior League there this Saturday against Ilford. Was due to have Christos Mead, who is the club's new owner and also their director of football and manager, Dan Spinks, in the studio with me this evening. But I got a call a few hours ago from Chris. He's incredibly busy, snowed under, trying to get the ground ready for Saturday. So sadly, they had to pull out, which is quite understandable, as they're having to do a lot of work in a short space of time. But they will be coming in, they assure me, next week as my studio guests. So look forward to speaking with them all about that then. So let's focus on the action from the last week, starting off with the National League. And Southend United travelled to Boreham Wood on Saturday, and they picked up a 1-1 draw. They won a penalty in the 21st minute, converted by Jack Bridge, before Eriko Sousa, equalised for Boreham Wood just after the break. So it finished 1-1 at Meadow Park. Dagenham and Redbridge, meanwhile, won in the National League for only the fifth time this season. They travelled across to Kent to Ebbsfleet United, and a very late goal from Charlie Kendall in the second minute of injury time at the end of the second half gave the Daggers all 3 points. Incidentally, talking of Southend, they a few days ago rejected an approach from Gillingham of EFL League 2 to speak with Kevin Mayer, the manager, about their then vacant managerial position, which they've since filled. Southend refused the Jewels' permission to speak with their boss, and Southend supporters will no doubt be absolutely delighted about that, considering the incredible job he's done there in the last couple of years, and the fact that there are potentially exciting times just around the corner for the club. So, on to Saturday's National League South action, and Aveley, they moved back up to second place behind leaders Yeovil Town with a 1-0 win away to Aveley. Alex Hernandez scored the only goal of the game for the Millers after 64 minutes. Incidentally, Aveley have strengthened their attacking options this last week with the signing of striker Kai Brown from Basildon United, who has been in fantastic form for the Bees at the ESPN North this season. So that's a big blow for Basildon United losing him, but no doubt they're delighted for him having the chance to play two levels higher for Aveley. Meanwhile, Chelmsford City hosted Taunton Town at Melbourne Park, and that resulted in a goalless draw. There's a couple of new faces at Melbourne. Manager Robbie Simpson has signed 18-year-old midfielder Finlay Barbrook, who can also play in defence. He's joined on loan from EFL Championship club Ipswich Town. And also midfielder Henry Ochieng has rejoined City for a second spell after leaving Aldershot Town. He also played for Billericay Town before joining the Clarets last season. Meanwhile, there was a defeat for Braintree Town on Saturday, travelled to Leaderville and lost 2-0. So the league table currently looks like this, with everybody having played either 14 or 15 matches. Yeovil top on 32 points, having won 10 of their 14 matches so far. Averley in second place, but they're 6 points behind the league leaders on 26. Bath, Farnborough, Maidstone, Hampton of Richmond and Taunton make up the other playoff spots. Looking further down, Chelmsford City have now slipped to 12th after being in the top seven for a while, but a pretty indifferent run of results has seen them drop to mid-table. And Braintree Town, despite that defeat at Yeovil, they're now only a couple of places behind City in the table. They're currently in 14th place with 18 points from their opening 14 games. We're going to take a look at the FA Trophy first round proper very soon after we've heard the current song from Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark. This is Bauhaus Staircase. John Charlie. inviting you to join me here on Phoenix FM on Saturday afternoons for Phoenix Sport. The top local, national and international sports stories, plus live scores, results, reports, interviews, quiz questions and my sporting anniversaries. And lots of great music too. That's Phoenix Sport every Saturday from 3 till 6pm here on Phoenix 98 FM. Well, I wasn't around for Phoenix Sport last Saturday. I was away for a few days, but the show must go on, as they say. And Andy Gardner, very capably as always, stood in for me and presented the show. We had a featured non-league game in the first round proper of the FA Trophy at New Lodge, where Billericay Town of the Isthmian Premier League were taking on the Isthmian North side, Bury Town. And watching that game for us was Jack Patmore.
Jack Patmore reporting for Phoenix FM from New Lodge. Billericay Town secure a 5-0 victory in the Isuzu FA Trophy first round over Bury Town. The second half was quite uneventful, but they almost added a fifth on the 50-minute mark as George Wynn's cross fell to Alfie Cerulli, but the former Braintree Town forward wasn't able to convert from close range. The Isthmian North Division visitors posed little threat throughout and were struggling to keep up with the Billericay pressure. Cerulli was again involved in their next chance as he saw his strike tipped away by the visiting keeper. Billericay added a fifth with 6 minutes remaining, courtesy of substitute Moses Emmanuel, who slammed home on the volley from Windcross. Finishes here, Billericay Town 5, Bury Town 0.
So just to clarify, Billericay were 4-0 up at the interval in that match. Two goals from Bradley Stevenson, one from Ben Wells and another from Adi Aziz were the first half goals before Emmanuel added their fifth 6 minutes from time. So Billericay go through to the next round where they will face Tamworth of the National League North at home. The other local side in trophy action on Saturday were Redbridge, who of the Isthmian North, who travelled to Isthmian Premier League club Haringey Borough, currently the bottom side in that league. And the Motormen picked up an excellent win there, 2-1 victory, thanks to Dean Hall, who gave them the lead in the 62nd minute. And then 5 minutes from time, Redbridge won a penalty, and that was converted by Solomon Ogunwumoju, who has been in fantastic form for the Motormen recently. It was a consolation goal, as it turned out, for Haringey 3 minutes from time, but Redbridge held on to gain a 2-1 victory and booked their place in the second round. Tough tie for them in that second round, though, as they travelled to Hereford of the National League South. And of course, the second round is where the Step 2 sides come in. So Aveley, Chelmsford City and Braintree Town all went into the hat for the second round draw. Aveley of the National League South have been drawn at home to St Ives Town, who play in the Southern League Premier Division Central. Chelmsford City have a trip to a Step 4 side. They'll be heading off to Leicestershire to play Harborough Town, who can be in the Northern Premier League Division 1 Midlands. And Braintree Town, another National League South outfit, they travel to Gloucester City of the National League North. The ties are due to be played on Saturday the 18th of November.
98 FM. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Billericay Town were back in action at New Lodge on Tuesday night. They had a date in the third round of the Velocity Trophy, that's the Isthmian League Cup, at home to Bowes and Pitsey of the Isthmian North. Billericay won 2-0 thanks to two goals in the last 16 minutes from Alfie Cerulli and Lewin Brown, so they go through to the next stage. Meanwhile, in the Isthmian Premier League, just going back to Saturday, there was only one match in the league involving Hashtag United, who travelled to high-flying Enfield Town, and they conceded 6 goals, although they did manage to score 3 as well, including 2 goals very late on. Greg Halford gave the Tags a lifeline with a 47-minute penalty conversion after Enfield had got him 1-0 up at the break. But the home side then ran riot, and only late goals for the Tags from Misha Jamali and Percy Kianjbedi reduced the deficit. It finished Enfield Town 6, hashtag United 3. So, looking at the Isthmian Premier League table, Hornchurch still top, and they're building up a very nice lead indeed. A really impressive season so far for Steve Morrison's men. They've played 12, won 10 of those, drawn the other two, and they have yet to lose. The only unbeaten side in the Isthmian Premier, they're on 32 points. That's 8 points clear of the sides in second and third. Enfield Town and Chatham Town, both on 24 points. But watch out for Billericay, because a fine run of form has seen them climb into fourth place. They're on 20 points, but they have two games in hand on the three sides above them. The other side in the playoff spots are Whitehawk. They played 11, and they're in fifth place on 20 points. Looking further down the league, Canvey Island are currently in 10th place. They've played 11, and they're on 18 points. Incidentally, there's some transfer news from late last week at Park Lane. Canvey Island made new signings in Max Jobson, who has joined from Benfleet of the Furlough and Division 1 at South after a short trial, who is a striker, and Jack Munns, who has moved to Park Lane from Chatham Town, former Hornchurch player as well. He made 22 appearances and scored 3 goals for the Urchins last season before joining Cornwall Rangers. He returned to Hornchurch in the summer, but he didn't make a senior appearance and moved on to Chatham Town. But he is now with Canvey Island. Hashtag are in 12th after that defeat at Enfield Town. They've played 12 and they're on 16 points. Concord, who didn't play on Saturday, still struggling in the relegation zone with just 2 wins from their 12 matches so far. They've lost the other 10. They're on 6 points. The only side below them at the moment are Haringey Borough. And just moving on to the Isthmian North, where there were a number of games on Saturday, and there was a win for Bramble Town, their first one under new manager Keith Rowland. They travelled to the Len Salmon Stadium to take on Bowers and Pitty and won 2-0. Daniel Ogunleye and Mickey McKenzie were the scorers for Brentwood, both of those goals coming in the first half. Elsewhere, there was quite a comprehensive defeat for Witsam Town. They lost 4-0 at Goulston. A struggling Greys, they lost once again. This time, 3-0 defeat for them at home to Felixstowe Walton United, who have now gone to the top of the table. I'll focus on that shortly. Haby Twifts and Walthamstow fought out a 1-1 draw at Scraley Road. George Ironton gave visitors Stowe the lead after 90 minutes before Lee Noble equalised for Steve Tilson's side just before half-time. Goodby for Malden Tiptree, Haybridge's local rivals, of course. They faced the bottom side, Stowe Market Town, and it was a 5-1 victory for them. Lewis Britton helped himself to a hat-trick, one of those from the penalty spot. George Smith initially gave them the lead, also from the penalty spot, after 20 minutes. Britton's goals coming in the 27th, 82nd and 90th. In between, Louis Remy also found himself on the score sheet for the Jammers 4 minutes into the second half. There was defeat over Brightling Sea Regent, who travelled up to Norfolk to take on Wroxham. And despite going into a 2-0 lead in the second half, thanks to a brace from Kojo Appenteng, Wroxham struck 3 times in the final 21 minutes to win 3-2. Incidentally, both sides finished that match with 10 men. Brightling Sea had Harry Critchley dismissed for a second yellow card. That came 17 minutes from time. So looking at the ESPN North table, Felix Durham, Alton United now top, having played night on 21 points. They've got above Lowestoft Town, who are on 19, but Lowestoft have a game in hand over their Suffolk rivals. Third place, it's Heybridge Swifts there on 16 points, having played 8. Basildon United still in the playoff spots. They didn't play on Saturday, but they are fourth on, also on 16. They've played 9. They'll be hoping the goals are still going to come for them following the transfer of Kai Brown to Aveley. And Walthamstow, also in the playoff spots in fifth. They've played down in around 16. They're above Brightling Sea Region on goal difference, who have the same record. Bowers and Pitsy are seventh. Brentwood Town are eighth. Maldon Tittery ninth. Redbridge are tenth. And Witham are in 16th. Grays Athletic still struggling and still without a win. They and Stonemarket, the bottom club, the only sides who haven't won as of yet. And Grays, they are currently on 4 points.
We are on possession with the crucial, with the wild. Taken in possession by the music and the guiles.
Song from Duran Duran, that's called Black Moonlight. 7:30 on a Thursday evening, you're listening to Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb and this is the Non-League Hour. I'm just going to return to the Eastman North for the time being, because there's quite a bit of transfer news from the last week to bring you, including a couple of new arrivals at Redbridge. They've signed Mikael Williams who started the season at East Thurrock United and has previously played for Basildon United as well. He has joined the Motormen, as has Oscar Shelby Negus. He played in Aveley's Isthmian North Championship winning side the season before last. He also played for Bowes and Pitsey on dual registration and started this season with Concord Rangers. He's now in his second spell at Redbridge. And veteran striker Derek Asamoah has joined Brightling Sea Region from another Isthmian North side, New Salamis. Vastly experienced ex-professional, now in his early 40s. He played for the likes of Northampton, Mansfield, Lincoln City, Shrewsbury and Carlisle. And he has now moved to the North Essex club from Salamis. And also a couple of new arrivals at Bowers and Pitsey. Kai Redgrave has joined them. He's a former Colchester United youth player and he's joined from Isthmian Premier League club Cheshire. Brendan Shabani, a midfielder, is also a new face at the Len Salmon Stadium. A former Leighton Orient youngster. He's played for Concord Rangers and Aveley as well. And Jack Adlington, former Brentwood Town player, has rejoined Heybridge Swifts. He's in his second spell at Scraley Road. He spent the best part of five seasons there before moving to the Brentwood Centre Arena. And his other former clubs include Basildon United, Great Wakering Rovers and Southend Manor. But Steve Tilson has swooped to bring him back to Heybridge. And finally, Michael Barek is a new signing for Basildon United. He's a striker who came through the youth system at Ipswich Town. He's also played in the Essex Senior League for Southend Manor and Athletic Newham. He's also played for Bowes and Pitsey and Witham Town, but is now going to be turning out for the Bees.
This is Phoenix 98 FM. 98 FM.
So before we move on to steps 5 and 6, concluding even a roundup of step 4 in the Southern League Division 1 Central on Saturday, Waltham Abbey starting fine form. They entertained Cirencester Town to Cabochot and picked up a 1-0 victory. Sam Shaban, the scorer for Abbey after 65 minutes, and they are in third place in the table on 20 points. Meanwhile, in the Essex Senior League, Friday night's action saw Woodford Town, the league leader, score 5 against FC Clacton without reply. Saturday's results were as follows: Athletic Newham 0, Saffron Town 2, Barking 0, Housted Town 6. It was a 7-2 win for Romford away to struggling Coggeshall Town. Great Wakering Rovers 2, Stanway Rovers 0 was the full time result at Burroughs Park. It finished Holbury Sports 0, Tilbury 2, Little Oakley 3, Buckhurst Hill 0, Sporting Bangor United 0, Fremford 3, and Takeley 1, White Enzyme 1, and finally West Essex 5, Ilford 0. And it was a couple of games on Tuesday night as well. It finished Buckhurst Hill 1, Fremford 3, and Holbury Sports 1, Ilford 2. So league table looks like this. Woodford, as I say, are top. 34 points from 15, 3 ahead of second place West Essex, although West Essex have played one more. Tilbury, Romford and Sporting Bangor United make up the top 5 in 3rd, 4th and 5th. Coggeshall Town, bottom of the table with just the 2 wins so far. They're on 8 points. Stanway Rovers on 11 points, just above them. They've won one more. Both of those sides have played 15. So moving on now to the Furlough None Division 1 South. And Friday night's action saw Basildon Town beat the leaders Dunmo Town 3-2. And Mayor Baker drew to all with Brimsdown. On Saturday, finished Barkingside 4, St Margaret's Bury 3, Burner Ramblers 2, Clapton 1, Cannonswood 4, Parkview 3, Hackney Wicks 6, Hoddesdon Town 1, North West London 2, Clapton Community 4, Southend Manor 2, Hutton 3, and Wormley Rovers 3, Newbury Forest 1. It was one game on Tuesday night. That was at South Church Park, where Southend Manor picked up a 3-1 win over Burnham Ramblers. Four games last night as well. Finished Barkingside 1, Clapton Community 2, Clapton 3, North West London 1. Great win for Hutton. They beat Newbury Forest 5-1 and finished Parkview 0, Enfield Borough 3. So the table looks like this at the moment. Dunmo still top despite their defeat on Saturday. They have 37 points from 17 matches. Clapton Community are now up to second. They're in fine form. They played 18, they're on 34, and they're ahead of Hutton, who have the same record. But Clapton Community have a superior goal difference. Cannonswood, they are in fourth place, 33 from 16. Harlow, who have played 17 and have 31 points, other side currently in fifth. And moving on to the Spartan South Midlands League Premier Division. Stansted were in action on both Saturday and Tuesday. They picked up a 3-0 win. Very good results away at Potton United on Saturday. It's Tuesday night, saw them entertain Rail Bedford. Doing very well, and the match was abandoned, but Stansted move up a place to 17th in the table. And finally, rounding up the results from the last week in the Thurlow Nunn Division 1 North, focusing on the Essex side in that league. Holland picked up a 2-2 draw away at Hull Beach United. Stanway Pegasus scored an impressive 7-1 victory away to Leyston under-23s. Defeat for Wivenhoe Town now, though they lost 4-0 at home to Haverhill Rovers. So that rounds up the results from the last week. We're going to have a preview of the coming weekend for you very soon.
Join Patrick Sherring for Friday's edition of 1-2-3. Conversations with guests from the community and beyond. The Friday teaser quiz, a vintage chart, live music sessions, and so much more. So spend your Friday 1-2-3 with Patrick here on Phoenix FM.
I think I'm in love with the girl next door. It's driving me crazy, I can't take it anymore. I hear her playing the drums late at night. The neighbors complain, but that's the kind of girl I like. And maybe I should call her up, invite her around. Or maybe I should move to another town.
Mystery Jets and Two Doors Down.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Just a reminder, what's coming up on Phoenix FM after I finish tonight. 8 till 10, Gareth Williams is here as always with Bumper to Bumper. A trill through Indian alternative from the 1960s onwards. And that's followed by the night shift between 10 and midnight. Country music show with Madeline Christie. And she'll be having a chat this evening with country singer Taney Lord. So keep it Phoenix for the rest of Thursday night, and hope you're somewhere warm and dry on this thoroughly miserable Thursday evening. Now, just to start our preview of the fixtures for the coming week, I'm going to focus on the National League table, which I forgot to do earlier on, actually. Chesterfield remain top, only one defeat from their opening 17 matches, of which Paul Cook side have won 14 and they won 44 points. But Barnet are still snapping at their heels. They're on 42, although they've played one more than Chesterfield. They've lost one more. Bromley, Solihull Moors, Altrincham, FC Halifax and Aldershot Town, they make up the playoffs. But Southend United up to 10th. Up to 14th, despite a 10-point deduction. They're now on 21 points, and they have the joint second-best goal difference in the league. Dagenham and Redbridge, they were in the drop zone at one stage, but partly thanks to their win on Saturday, they're now up to 18th. They've played 18 and they're on 19 points. And they're involved in the only National League fixture this Saturday, because other clubs are involved in the FA Club Cup first round proper. It's just the Daggers playing away to Dorking Wanderers, who are currently in 15th place in the table. Meanwhile, in the National League South, there's a number of games this week. Averley in second place, they'll be looking to hold on to that when they entertain Western Supermare, currently in 16th place at Parkside. Chelmsford City travel to Tunbridge Angels, and Braintree Town have a home fixture against the bottom club, Haven at Waterlooville. They're all 3 o'clock kickoffs on Saturday. And Averley are back in action on Monday night at Parkside when they entertain Hemel Hempstead Town, who are currently 13th. That's at 7:45. And Tuesday night sees Chelmsford travel to their old rivals Dartford, who are currently a few places above them in ninth. Meanwhile, Braintree Town entertain 11th place St Albans City at Cressing Road. Both of those are 7:45 kickoffs. Meanwhile, in the Isthmian Premier League this Saturday, Billericay Town, they're in action at New Lodge once again against Bognor Regis Town. But the game of the day in the IPL is no doubt the game at Bridge Avenue. First versus second, Hornchurch entertain Enfield Town. I'll be very interested to see what the outcome is of that one. Canvey Island have a home fixture against third place Chatham Town at Park Lane. Meanwhile, whilst Hashtag United, they face Hastings United at the Len Salmon Stadium. Concord Rangers travel to Kingstonian, one of the other sides currently in the drop zone. And Billericay have yet another home fixture on Tuesday night, the 7th of November, 7:45 kickoff at New Lodge. They entertain third-placed Chatham Town. Meanwhile, in the Isthmian North, looking at this Saturday's fixtures, Brentwood Town entertain Strugglers' New Salamis. Basildon United are at home to Redbridge. Brightling Sea Region take on struggling Grays Athletic. And Heybridge Swifts have a tricky trip. It's second versus third. They are away to Lowestoft Town. Waldham Tiptree at home to Wroxham, Walthamstow at home to Goulston, and Witham Town face the bottom side Stowmarket Town. There's one game on Tuesday night as well, and at Oakside Stadium, where Redbridge will be facing Lowestoft Town. In the Southern League Division 1 Central, Waltham Abbey back in action on Saturday, looking to cement their place in the playoff spots as they travel to Kidlington. I'll take a look at the fixtures for Steps 5 and 6 very soon.
Sad little thing you call a heart before we start.
Spend some of your Saturday afternoon with Spencer Carter and the Weekend Wind-Up. Great pop music, forgotten classics, and some laughs along the way. Every Saturday from midday, only on Phoenix FM.
You can feel it.
The great Stevie Wonder, of course, and Sir Duke from 1976, the Songs in the Key of Life album. So, just to round off the fixtures for the forthcoming week, Essex Senior League, Friday night, it's Cogshill versus Housted Town, Woodford Town versus Athletic Newham. Saturday sees Stanbury Rovers play West Essex, 2 o'clock kickoff for that one. Kickoff at 3, FC Claxton versus White Ends Iron, Frenford versus Takeley, Great Wakering Rovers versus Little Oakley. Romford play their first ever game at Rookery Hill against Ilford. Best of luck to them with hosting that. Saffron Walden Town versus Barking, Sporting Bagu United versus Holby Sports, and Tilbury versus Buckhurst Hill. They're all 3 o'clock kickoffs, as I say. Hopefully these will all survive the weather, of course. Tuesday night sees FC Clacton take on Frenford, and Tilbury versus Little Oakley, and Romford hosts league leaders Woodford Town next Wednesday night. All of those midweek ones are 7:45 kickoffs. Meanwhile, in the furloughed Division 1 South, Saturday's games include Barkingside versus Hackney Wick, Brimsdown versus North West London, Burnham Ramblers versus Basildon Town, Clapton versus Enfield Borough, Clapton Community versus Wormley Rovers, Dumbo Town Leaders against Benfleet, Harlow Town v Tower Hamlets, Hoddesdon Town take on Hutton, Newby Forest versus Cannonswood, and Parkview play at Southend Manor. A few midweek ones. Tuesday night sees Enfield Borough play North West London, Hoddesdon play Cannonswood. Wednesday night, Clapton are playing Harlow Town, Parkview take on Barkingside, and Tower Hamlets play at Clapton Community. Meanwhile, in the Spartan South Midlands Premier Division, Stansted have a home match on Saturday against London Lions. And in the third Division 1 North, the Essex sides there, Wivenhoe Town away at Cornard United on Saturday. Holland go to Framlingham Town. Holland still in the lead, of course. Harwich and Parkston are home to Needham Market under 23s. And Stanway Pegasus host Norwich CBS. All of those kick off at 3 o'clock. So that is just about that, as they say. Thanks very much for your company this evening. Don't forget the other sports shows here on Phoenix 98 FM. I'm back with Phoenix Sport after a week's break on Saturday between 3 and 6 p.m. Live updates on all of Saturday afternoon sport for you, plus some great music in between. I hope you can join me for that, and I should be back with another non-league hour next Saturday, next Thursday even, all being well, between 7 and 8 p.m. And don't forget, we've also got the Orient Hour, 7 till 8 on Wednesday night. A must-listen for all Leighton Orient supporters, Andy Gilson and the team with that. And our other show, which is on before me on Thursday, 6 till 7, Damon is here with 98 Not Out, and a sterling collection of guests always on that show. Gareth is next with Bumper to Bumper. I'm going to move on now as I play out with Paul Weller, and he is also moving on. A very good night to you.
I got love.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.